Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me. Don't say my name. Oh, yeah, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with the rock and roll superstar that is Noel Gallagher. Or Gallagher. No one really knows. They do, actually. It's Gallagher. Anyway, he was in discussing his beloved treble chase in Man City with White and Jordan. Here, Noel, or Mr. G, as I know him, makes a sensational claim that supporters of Arsenal, this season's runners-up in the Premier League, are idiots.
Yeah, I love it with that lot, because the fans are idiots. They've got more fan channels than any club in the world sport.
This is music.
There's about 1,000 of them. I know quite a few, and they were giving it the big one in January, February, and they know they were. And I watch enough of their fan channels because it's highly amusing, and they know they were. You know, they come out with this, it's good against evil, and all the money and all that, and it's just like, suck it up.
The treble is on, and the chance of being crowned Kings of Europe, the pinnacle of that treble, is very much on the cards now. City, brilliant, and in the final against Inter Milan.
I think the game in Istanbul is going to be a lot tougher than people think, because the psyche of Italian football and their media and their fans is they will play for penalties, you know, and they're well accustomed to do it. But, you know, on paper, you should win them all. Mm. But, you know, there's the emotion of the derby, you know, there's all that. It's life and death for United. United are now not talking about winning the FA Cup. They're talking about stopping City from winning the treble, which is that was City's attitude 20 years ago to United, you know. So it's amazing how the tables have turned. But and in the Champions League final, I say I think we cannot be as bad as we were against Chelsea. Surely now Pep knows his first team.
Now, staying with City, they play Brighton tonight in the Premier League. It's live and exclusive on TalkSport. Here's the goal machine that is Erling Haaland, the goal pig, you could call him. He reveals the reason why City have been so successful this season.
The environment allows me to be myself every day. Hungry people around me that want to become better every single day, and they want to help me to become better every single day. That's where everything starts from Pep, from the physios to everyone. They want to help. We want to help each other. We want to have a good time together, and we want to make every single guy in the club better, and that's the most important thing.
Always release Haaland. Haaland into the air. Chips the goalkeeper. Goal 51 and a Premier League record.
What I've been focusing on the whole season is to try to help the team become better and in the end win the Premier League. That's what I've been focusing. I haven't been focusing on, oh, I can take this record or this record. This has come after this winning games and playing good football with my team. So that's what I've been doing, basically, not to think too much about these things. It comes after.
Now, as you heard in the last episode of the Poddington, Newcastle qualified for next season's Champions League for the first time in 20 years. I mean, it was everywhere else. It was on back pages and it was on the TV. But, you know, it was on the podcast. You get where I'm going. The former Crystal Palace owner, Simon Jordan, praised the work done by Amanda Staveley, who he feels has opened the door to feel-good times at St James's Park, whatever that means.
This is what they crave through the dark times. Through the Ashley era, que sera, sera, is sung with gusto around St James's Park.
Post Ashley, you've got something that's like alchemy. It's something that you can only magic up in a football club when you've got that sort of togetherness.
Yeah.
And they've got it at this moment in time. And Amanda is riding on that crest of a wave. She's the one that opened the door. I have fundamental differences with Amanda Staveley about certain aspects of her observations, but I cannot not praise her because she opened the door. The reasons why this football club was wrestled away from Ashley is because she had the Rolodex and the wherewithal to get this deal done. The Saudis don't do second. That's not the motivation. That's not the object of their aim. They are going to, I suspect, without understanding the workings of their mind, and of course, you know, we all know it's not Saudis, it's not Mohammed bin Salman, it's not the PIF fund that's owned by the nation state, it's something completely separate, but all of that drilled to one side.
Right.
You cannot imagine that they aren't going to be a force. And in fact, part of my thinking thinks that out of the pack that will unseat Man City, it may well be Newcastle. Not next year, I think they've got a way to go. But I still think that they are on their journey and they're well on their journey. So they've laid really good foundations. Everything they've done, despite my vitriol and criticism initially, has been pretty much right.
Now, staying with Newcastle, or Newcastle, no one really knows. Here's the rock and roll superstar again, Noel Gallagher, claiming that people will drag up dirt on the Magpies once they start winning trophies.
I would say to all the Geordies listening, I've heard all the radio this morning about Newcastle and it's great and all that, and it is great and it's wonderful. Wait till you start winning something, and then some balding fool in the Times will look back and go, oh, hang on a minute, it would seem Eddie Howe was given a bag of sweets by an Arab in a bus stop at 2 o'clock in the morning, thus breaching the Premier League's rules saying nobody can have this amount of sweets.
Oh, shut up,
as long
Noel.
As, but no, let me speak, I'm a guest. Let me. You asked me to come on this show, right?
Because you keep bothering me of your opinions.
I don't bother you at
on
all.
On you go, finish
and
your
it's
point.
Like, once you start winning something, the atmosphere will change, you know, but it won't. It doesn't make the winning of it any less special. What are they going to do, strip City of the titles?
Yeah, but are you worried, Noel, that winning of things will end up tainted?
Not to me. I know what I felt. I know what I seen the day against Aston Villa. I was there. I know what I seen. I know what I seen against Real Madrid.
They've beaten the defending champions by 4-0. The treble chance very much alive.
What will be, will be. And I'll tell you this, whatever the heaviest sanction could be, you know, like Liverpool, Arsenal and United fans wrote me, get booted out of the league, that club will be supported more. I was at that club in the third division when we got 32,000 every single week. We loved it. We went there because it's our club. It's our club. We're not there for the trophies. We're not there for the glory.
It's hard to argue with,
no,
surely.
No. There was a hardcore of that support. We will nothing.
Yes. Paul Dacre scored a goal against Chesterfield. We all know the story.
I don't expect you.
That's hard to argue with.
And
that's
fair. Fine. They were a big football club in that respect, and they dropped down two leagues and landed in League One, got themselves back up again. But we're not talking about that now. We're talking about the nature of being at the top end of the pyramid. What Noel's indulging is a victim's complex, is that people are suggesting that because they're winning something, they want after them. This isn't something that's a debate. They've been sanctioned. They were sanctioned in 2011 or 2012 for breaching financial fair play. They took a £60 million fine. It got reduced for good behaviour down to 20 minutes. This is not a debate.
I paid half of that.
You did, one tour. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, absolutely. Out of the royalties. But
so
the point,
in no way will it ever be tainted. Whatever you achieve, if you get this treble, you're never going to look back and think, look at what they've done to us now.
Look, it'll be tainted in the eyes of Inge and Brackett, Carragher and Neville, those pair of
Chuckle
clowns.
Brothers.
And, yeah, the Chuckle Brothers. And it'll be tainted in Arsenal fans' eyes. But who cares? I don't care. I'll pay the fine.
Which one's Inge and which one's Brackett?
Brackett and Inge. Gary Neville, Brackett, and Jamie Carragher's Hinge. Inge and Brackett.
Now, Graham Souness has hung up his microphone to swim across the English Channel for calls close to his heart. The Liverpool and Scotland legend left his role at Sky Sports at the end of last month after 15 years with the broadcaster. He's doing it to raise awareness for a charity to do with a rare genetic skin condition. Here, Souness explains more on the TalkSport Breakfast Show.
Because I have a wee bit of a profile, I'm talking to you, and I know that you have lots of listeners, and I just want people to take a minute, a couple of minutes, to go on the internet and look at this disease and how horrible it is and how nasty it is. It's as bad as it gets. And I was amazed that I had never seen it before. You know, football is much maligned. They get criticised over players at every turn. But the majority of them do get involved in a charity, like I did as a player and as a manager. you come across some really sad situations and people that mean, you know, have diseases which is going to shorten their lives. And you come away thinking, that's so sad. But this got me like nothing else I've ever come across.
Tell us a little bit about it. And probably firstly, everybody has saw how much this means to you, particularly yesterday on the news, which was brilliant. Tell us about this wonderful little girl.
As much as I was involved before I met Isla, she just made me sort of revalue everything in life. I've got six kids.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the most wonderful life. All my kids are what are deemed normal, whatever that may be. But it's just count your blessings time. And this little girl inspires me, and I get tearful, and I don't know why. We've worked together, and we've been in some emotional situations, mm-hmm. Alistair. But this girl does something to me that I've never experienced in my life before. And I think it's because I can't help her enough. And I'm sitting with her father right now, and he must feel that 100 times more than I do.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Noel Gallagher on a possible Oasis reunion. I really hope that happens. I love that drink.
Are you going to get back with him?
Well, I put it out there. He won't call. I mean, he should call me because he's like, he's forever going on about it. You'd have thought by now he'd have some kind of plan. If he's got a plan, he should get someone to call. He doesn't even have to speak to me. He won't speak to me. I know he won't speak to me. He's a coward. Right? So he should get some of his people, his agent, to call my people and say, look, this is what we're thinking. And then we'll have a conversation about it. Until then, he's been a little bit disingenuous with his fans.
I mean, I was never an Oasis fan. I've become actually more appreciative of your music as the years have gone past.
I knew there was always something wrong.
No, mate. Listen, I didn't listen to it. I mean, Jim was a Blur fan, always a Blur fan. I was a little bit more Richard Ashcroft-y, and I was always, the Specials were my thing. That's why I got them back together.
Yeah. We're not caring about you. Great.
No. But I'm saying to him, does he want to get back? Do you want to do it?
I've always said that, you know, things are best left in the past. The thing with Liam is, you read these things every day. He's saying on his thing, it's happening. It's happening. So he gets people's hopes up, right, all over the world. And then I get asked about it, and I have to look like saying, well, it's news. And I have to look like I'm, you know, dropping a big foot on it. Call me, right? Let's see what you've got to say.
Why won't he?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you get him in? He
was in here not that long ago, and he was brilliant in this place. He was chatting to everybody. And I half thought of asking him.
Yeah, you should do. People ask me enough, but I mean, he's you can't do anything more than that.
It's 30 years of definitely maybe next year.
I suspect that he doesn't want to do it, but he just likes saying that he does want to do it. Do you know what I mean? Because he's got his own thing going on. He's selling out Nebworth and all that kind of thing. What does he want to share it with me for? I'm cool with what I'm doing. He's smashing it. You know, why be disingenuous with people? You know it's not happening. And if you've got a plan, give me a ring.
So you're open to it if you get
some
touch.
A phone call for a conversation. Yeah. Other than that, stop playing with the kids. It's not fair on the fans. It's not fair.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today with, of course, Darren Bent, and an update on my hernia situation. Yeah, I'm having a CAT scan and an MRI and a few others, but I'll let you know how it goes. What do you mean you don't care? A bit harsh. Anyway, after us, it's Brighton against Man City in the Premier League. Come on, Brighton, doesn't it? They've won it already. Oh, forget that one then. Presented by the GOAT that is Adrian Durham. That'd be good for him, doing that show on a Wednesday. See what I did there? There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe. 4-0 up. Can't even hold on to a lead.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.